Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeb, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
We're so glad you've tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine. Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend. We just want to wish you all the best this weekend. We've actually recorded the show in advance. We hope you're enjoying it, and we'll be back live with you next week.
Good morning. Here we are, the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. I'm Dr. Jerry Mixon. Lynette is not with us today, but we do have Dr. Umeb.
Yes, indeed.
So, now, this is Memorial Day, and Memorial Day is one of those stressful weekends for me. I know most people look at it as a
holiday,
and a yeah. party, and they don't have to work, etc.
Indeed.
But as many of you know, part of my youth is that I served with the 173rd Airborne in Vietnam, and in those days, as young, testosterone-ridden men, we were proud of being the most lethal things in the jungle. The problem with being a lethal creature in the jungle is, of course, while you're hunting them, people are hunting you.
Or other things.
And so for me, Memorial Day is a day that I remember young friends who never got to grow old. Mm. You know, there's a real urge among many people to romanticize military conflicts and warfare, but there is absolutely nothing romantic about it. And of all the men I saw die on both sides, I never saw anybody willingly give their life for their country. Every single person on both sides lost their lives in defense of their country. They all wanted to live. They all wanted to go home. They all wanted to have families and children and start a business and lead a long and happy life. And instead, they died in pain in the mud and the muck at 18, 19, 20 years old. So that is my Memorial Day. I'm generally a very upbeat and cheerful sort of guy, but there are two weekends of the year where I get a little bit maudlin and sentimental, and this is one of them, the other one being Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So, so today I'm dedicating this show to my young friends who never got to grow old. On the other hand, I have gotten to grow old, and I'm having a hell of a good time doing it. Mm. So part of that, of course, is that, you know, we run Longevity Medical Clinic.
That's right.
And although, truth be told, Dr. Umeb does most of the day-to-day running of the clinics these days, then thank you very much, Samira. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jerry, for giving me the opportunity. You know, no, you're right about your thoughts about Memorial Day. Sometimes we forget, and you're right, people think about it as a three-day-long weekend. And, you know, the meaning behind that is lost sometimes, especially those that are not associated with the military anymore. But those that are, don't forget. And this is a day to spend a little bit of time thinking about that aspect of war that we cannot, as you said, romanticize. It's the part about war that should warn us to think twice about getting into another one again.
That's right. And if you are going to get in one, then you fight it to win, not to get a negotiating position.
Yeah. And then, you know, for those in the war, salute to you. For those in the military, thank you for your service. And today we remember the fallen heroes. But as we go on to the show and to Leading Edge Medicine, Jerry, you have been a part of what has changed in medicine. You've seen so much in the past where you worked as a family medicine doctor in the country, taking care of everything under the sun. And then
we certainly did that.
And then, you know, things changed and it became more specialized. And then you came to do more of a holistic approach and preventative approach, which was never a part of what medicine is today. And you've been a pioneer in that. So you've been a mentor to me. So I thank you for that opportunity. And the clinics have been such an instrumental part of life for thousands of people who have improved their future. So talking about where, you know, the loss of life early to where here we are today, where we can actually change the trajectory of what happens in the future. And there is so much in science and in that has developed that has changed. And sometimes people don't realize that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a little discussion with my 11-year-old daughter this past week. She had a day in which, as 11-year-olds occasionally do, she was, shall we say, less than a perfect child.
Okay.
And as I was tucking her in bed that night, she was somewhat tearful about her behavior earlier in the day. And
okay.
She was lamenting the misbehaviors and concerned that her mother and I might not love her anymore.
Aww.
And of course, you know, I told her that clearly you are a much loved and much wanted child.
Right.
And the occasional day of misbehavior is not going to change that. But one of the things I explained to her is that something that cannot be changed in our lives is the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 1 hour ago, 20 years ago, what happened. It's immutable.
Yeah.
People may remember it differently, but objective reality is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, sweetie, what do you think you can change?
Mm.
And she said, today? And I said, no, not really. Because today is built out of all of your yesterdays. It's the things you did in the past that have brought you to where you are today. So once more, we are where we are. What we can change is the future.
Right.
Because the future is built out of now and a minute from now and an hour from now and a year from now. So the future is built out of where we are starting right at this moment. There's nothing we can do about the past. It's just there. Move on. Okay. Don't worry that, yes, a few hours ago you were misbehaving. You're not misbehaving now. Okay. And you can't do anything about that. That's okay. We love you. There's nothing to forgive. We were all kids. We misbehaved. So, you know, I know where those genes came from. It's my fault.
At least you recognize that, Jerry.
Oh, yes. Listen, you know, I have had a total of 9 kids between birth and adoption. And, yeah, I've had some significant misbehaviors there. And when it has come time in which I am supposed to be irate and punish them, I always have difficulty maintaining that facade because I know exactly where those genes came from. I was there. I did it. I probably did worse.
Yeah. Thank goodness for the kids.
That's right.
If nothing else, they make us reflect.
They certainly do.
But you know, when you're younger and at those moments, it's kind of hard to sit down and reflect because things happen so quickly.
Yes.
Your reactions are so fast and it's like, okay, I need you to calm down. Come on.
Mm-hmm. It is. But the reason I kind of digressed in that direction is because we run Longevity Medical Clinic.
Right.
And Longevity Medical Clinic can't not undo your past.
Right.
You've made the decisions you've made up till today.
Mm-hmm.
You've done what you did. You didn't do the things you knew damn well you should have done, which is why most of us are where we are.
Yeah.
But what we do still have control of is the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to alter the future is dependent on knowing how. And knowing what will alter the future and in what way it will alter the future. And that, for most people over about 40 or 50 years old, is incredibly important because we've reached a point in our lives where if we let things go the way they've been going, the course from here on is downhill.
Right.
And most of us don't really want to get slow, weak, fat, dumb, and sexless.
Yeah, but the thing is we're recognizing it more now than we did in the past. In the mm-hmm. past, we thought, well, that's it. There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, you're getting old.
Yeah.
You're not sick. You're just old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you need to learn to, quote, age gracefully, even though aging is the progressive loss of all of your graces.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I see Longevity Medical Clinic as basically a place that will guide people to a better future.
Mm.
You know, and yes, we charge for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a charity. Can't be. You and all the rest of the staff want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have to charge. But we have a unique body of knowledge at Longevity Medical Clinic that can help people actually become stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier. And the happier is not just because you're stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. The happier in large measure comes because we've decreased that inflammation, that systemic inflammation that is altering your brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And by altering your brain function, we let you be happy and cheerful again.
Right.
Yeah. I have some friends of mine that just went off to the Bahamas.
Okay.
And I sent them a note the day they were going, and I say, my wish for you
mm-hmm.
is you will both run and laugh and cavort in the sun like children,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I want them to do.
Uh-huh.
But that's what I want everybody to be able to do.
That's right.
You know, I was out this morning doing 3 miles on my trail as usual, and I saw people that could barely walk on that trail.
Mm.
Now, there were young kids that were running like the wind, and I envied them.
Sure.
I want those flat bellies. Mine's not bad for 75, but it's not 19-year-old athlete.
No.
But what we do is we have the knowledge and the capacity to help people.
Mm.
Function better than they have ever functioned in their serious adult life.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Get them back to where they were functioning 10, 20, sometimes 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're after.
Right. Okay.
And then hold them there as long as practical.
Right.
So that they can live a much longer, more fulfilling life.
Yeah.
You know, that the pattern used to be
mm-hmm.
you had childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You had your misspent adolescence. Maybe you went to college. Maybe you learned to trade, but you went to work.
Right.
And you worked until you were in your early to mid-60s.
Yeah.
And then you, quote, retired.
Right.
Because you were near the end of your life.
Mm.
And the time now was to enjoy your golden years to whatever extent your aches and pains and disabilities would allow you to do.
Right.
The issue now, though, is that we can change that.
Mm-hmm.
60 was younger than when I had my last child. My daughter was born when I was 65 years old.
Mm.
I was 64 when I started my last supplement company. I was 67 or 8 when I started Bella Medica. Well, I was in my 50s when I started Longevity.
Yep.
The reality is that 90 can be the new 60.
Mm-hmm.
It really can.
Mm-hmm.
You do not need to slow down to a mere crawl and almost quit just because you've passed your 50th, 60th, or 70th birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm turning 76 this summer.
Yeah.
And let's see. I've got the three medical clinics, the Bella Medica, a clinical laboratory, a supplement company. And we're actually talking about one more company to start next year. I am looking, I've got a book that I am about halfway through writing, and I've just contracted to do a 90-minute TV special on public TV. Other than that, I have nothing to do with my life. Oh, yes. I also have a wife who's 30 years my junior and an 11-year at home. My oldest child is 53 and my youngest is 11. It's clear, you know, everyone needs a hobby and it's obvious what mine is. But the fact is, I have no intention of slowing down. I'm having way too much fun.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody listening to this show to be in the same boat.
Mm.
I want you getting up every day joyous and looking forward to the day with minimal aches and pains, lots of energy and enthusiasm, and I want you to go out and live your life fully. And if it means you want to spend your time chasing a little white ball around a golf course, go for it, I guess, but bores the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But you know, start a new company, start a new romance, assuming you're single, of course. Starting that new romance if you're already married can cause some social stresses. So I'd recommend against it.
Just revamping your romance with your current partner.
Darn right. You know, there's a country song that I'm into country music lately. I don't know why. It's all about relationships, but it's so darn upbeat. Let's see, something about I'm going to kindle a new flame.
Okay.
I'm going to kindle a new fire in an old flame.
Ah.
I want to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain.
Okay.
Those are the lyrics.
Nice.
And so, yeah, your spouse may be your old flame, but there's no reason they can't be your new flame, too.
Right.
And we need you to be able to kindle that.
Right.
Stoke that fire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get out there and have a great time.
Yep.
So that's the goal for longevity in medical. You know, we shortcut it by saying stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier. But the reality is it's the passion for living.
Yeah.
It's the joy. It's not just erotic passion. It's just the sheer joy of living.
Yeah.
You know, like hiking in the mountains and wondering at the butterflies and the variety of wildflowers around you. You know, watching the sun come up and then the sunset, especially cuddled up with a woman you really love. So that's even more fun. But reality is you need some passion for life, and that's what longevity is all about. And maybe we should change the name. Maybe it should be Longevity Medical Clinic. Maybe it should be the Passion Clinic. Dr. Mixon's Passion Clinic.
That's another business, Jerry.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Anyway. I think it's about time we take a little break.
Sounds okay. Good.
We have overrun our first segment for the day. But I'm not going to get too morose about young friends who didn't get to grow old, but I am going to be cheerful about trying to help the rest of you out there have as much joy in your life as you possibly can.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Break now for a commercial. All
right.
Glad you're here on this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you for tuning in. Just a reminder, we're recorded this week, but we'll be live again next weekend.
Well, let's pick up where we left off, except I am going to segue just a bit.
Okay.
Okay. Samara, you are well aware that one of the things we do in the process of making people stronger and faster is we help them build more muscle and get rid of fat.
Yep.
Because
indeed.
muscle mass is the currency of aging. Uh-huh. And as we age, we tend to replace muscle with fat, and we get slower, weaker, fatter, etc. Is that where the phrase fathead came from?
I don't know, Jerry.
Anyway, well, it goes with the dumber. You know. So I don't know. Anyway, one of the things we haven't discussed very much recently, and I just pulled a few papers on earlier today, which is why it's top of mind, is creatine supplementation.
Ah, that's a good one, because a lot of young kids are using creatine these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps promote their muscle mass.
Their muscle mass, their strength, and their endurance.
Right.
But creatine is different from creatinine.
Absolutely is.
Which is something we measure in your blood to get an idea of what your kidney function
That's
is
right.
like.
That's right. All longevity patients know this.
That's right. So your creatinine clearance is very important to us at longevity. But one of the things we can do to help people function better is to supplement them with creatine.
Yeah.
And creatine monohydrate is usually what we use. And it's a fascinating compound because it actually alters the energy production within the mitochondria of the cell. And it allows the muscle that you've already got to function more efficiently and fatigue more slowly. And so what they're finding is that with creatine supplementation, people add more muscle mass. Though you have to be careful because part of that is going to be water retention too. It also makes you retain a little water. But it prevents muscle from shrinking between workouts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the patterns I have seen with myself and many other people through the years is we get an enthusiasm, we start going to the gym, we start working out regularly, we get strong, we get buff, we feel great. We walk out the door saying, I'm never going to stop going again. I feel so wonderful. Why would I be stupid and stop? And then we do.
Yeah. It's called life. It gets in the way. Yeah,
something gets in the way for 3 or 4 days and then it's hard to get back.
Yes, it is.
And if you've been gone for very long, you find that when you go back, mm-hmm. it's a real pain trying to get yourself back up to where you were when you left.
Yeah.
Creatine has a unique capacity to keep you from losing muscle mass between workouts. If you're somebody that works out and then you get in fairly buff shape and you're taking creatine, if you stop your going to the gym for a while, don't stop taking your creatine. Because what'll happen is without the creatine, that muscle will waste and shrivel up and you'll lose a lot of strength. If you continue the creatine, you won't get any stronger, but you won't lose nearly as much strength and endurance as you would otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great thing for those people that are intermittent workouters like me who get kind of sidelined by life for a while.
Uh-huh.
And so that is one very good point.
Uh-huh.
The other one is creatine supplementation increases growth hormone production.
Very cool.
And growth hormone, of course, is one of those hormones that's used to allow you to make muscle
mm-hmm.
and bone. Mm-hmm. And brain mm-hmm. and heart and lung
and kidney
and just about everything else. So, and it keeps your skin from thinning out so
yeah.
much. So your skin doesn't become that old man or woman's
right.
parchment.
Right. And we tend to lose growth hormone production as we get older.
As we get older, it declines on a rather regular, predictable basis, in fact. But both exercise.
Yeah.
And creatine both increase growth hormone production.
Right. But also, Jerry, the foundation of our core longevity program is understanding physiology and replacing the physiological hormones that will naturally help maintain hormones as well. So you have a double advantage. So somebody who's not a longevity patient may not have all of the advantages.
Yes, that's true. But of course, there's an answer to that.
Yeah.
Come be a patient at longevity.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. How silly can you get?
But you know, the thing is that sometimes a lot of younger patients nowadays want and are seeking out hormone replacement therapies. But at longevity, it's not just as simple as, okay, your testosterone is low. Here, let's give you some testosterone. That's not the answer because it is a whole cascade of hormones that impacts on other hormones and interacts with other things. So, yes, you can take supplements. In fact, we like to suggest astaxanthin as well for muscle mass. Creatine, of course, works on mitochondrial function and muscle, but not everybody can use it because you have to be careful about renal function.
Because if your creatinine is high, then you can't add creatine to your creatinine level.
Exactly.
Yes.
It'll compromise your renal function, so older people, be careful. And then finally, hormone replacement therapy is a whole cascade of physiological function that you have to pay attention to. But as long as you help improve that underlying function and you provide the right fuel for the hormones, like your diet, cut out the sugar, you know that you're building on the foundation and preventing that regression much better. At the conference that I went to recently, there was a word that I learned called pre-sarcopenia. Now, we've talked about sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass, many times. But here, they are wanting to pay attention to normal but decreasing muscle before it becomes a problem.
Well, and that's appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, it's always easier to prevent a problem than it is to fix it. And so if we can see that you have reached a stage in life that you are no longer able to add muscle.
Yeah.
And you're stable, or you're even starting to lose a little strength and endurance, then it's time to do something about it.
Right. Don't consider it as just part of normal aging, because the impact of that can be very detrimental to you in your health.
Well, and you can consider it a part of normal aging, but normal stinks when you're over about 40.
That is true.
So yes, it is normal, and it is totally unacceptable at Longevity Medical
Clinic.
Right.
Now, this may surprise people, but, you know, physiological function starts to decline in the 20s. And so you've built what you're going to build by then. And after that, it's all downhill.
Most world-class athletes are washed up well before they hit 30 because they can't compete with the teenagers anymore. It's a fact of life. Most of us that don't push our bodies so hard don't notice the decline, or we're able to rationalize it.
Right.
But the decline is taking place whether we like to admit it or not.
Right. Okay.
And so what we want to do at Longevity is turn that process around.
Right.
We want you to start getting stronger again, not just maintain your strength. I want you to be stronger this week than you were last week, and stronger next week than you are this week.
Right.
You know, you talk about the hormone cascade. Okay. I know a lot of our listeners, you know, say, well, I want to do what Dr. Mixon is doing.
Yes,
because
they do.
We have patients that come in and tell their doctors, just do for me what Dr. Mixon is doing. All right. Well, first of all, you got to start 25, 26 years ago. So, and I don't have a time machine. But the hormones Dr. Mixon takes every single day of his life, thyroid, okay. My thyroid gland is as healthy as any 76-year-old man's, but my thyroid levels were declining. They were still normal, but they were lower than I wanted them, and so I've kicked them back into higher gear. Pregnenolone, because pregnenolone is a neurotransmitter that gets rid of stress and anxiety. And as we all know, Dr. Mixon does not get stress. He gives it. So, yeah, there's a whole different issue. Dehydroepiandrosterone, which is a primarily anabolic hormone and accounts for part of my upbeat attitude in life because it is a mood elevator. Okay. Testosterone, because I keep my levels at those of a healthy 25-year-old when I don't overdo and it drifts down to an 18-year-old, which I have to watch. Progesterone. Because I don't like my face and neck and skin getting thin and saggy and falling apart. I also don't want my prostate getting any bigger than I can help. So I use the progesterone both for cosmesis and for prostate function. Okay. In this state, I can't have a doctor write growth hormone for me, but I have some that it was written from a doctor out of this state. That our board, despite their lack of following law or science, can't touch. And in addition to that, there is the anti-senescent cell therapy. There's occasional intravenous exosome therapies. And there is both diet and lifestyle functions. So you want to do what Dr. Mixon's doing, that's what I do.
And you didn't mention all the nutraceuticals you take.
Oh, no. I have probably 15 supplements I take during the course of a day. I take half of them in the morning and half at night. So, yes, I've got a little fistful that I pop in my mouth and wash down with a big swig or two of water. Which is true, because another hormone, melatonin at bedtime.
Yeah.
Because I use melatonin to make sure that I sleep well at night.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, that melatonin helps me to kick out more growth hormone.
Right.
So, you know, right. I want to sleep well and I want to heal and repair and grow tissues.
That's right. Yeah.
So, you want to do what Dr. Mixon does? That's what Dr. Mixon does.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing that, Jerry. I know the clinic will be getting calls about it.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Because the doctors will be measuring their levels, and if they need the same stuff I'm taking, they'll get it, and if not, they'll get what they do need, because that's what our doctors do. Okay, well, we are almost at the end of this segment. I think we got 28 seconds left, so let me tell you all, this show is going to be, from this point on, a best of. We're going to be playing some previous calls, etc. And that's because we are all off enjoying our family on this Memorial Day. So we'll be back next week, live and enthusiastic, and we will be happy to see you then.
Just a reminder, happy Memorial Day weekend from all of us at Leading Edge Medicine. All right, we are going to take some phone calls right now. We're going to head to beautiful Edmonds. We have Bonnie on the line. Hi there, Bonnie. You ready to kick off our show today?
Hello, Bonnie.
Hello. Good morning, Lynette and Dr. Mixon.
Good morning.
How can we help you this morning, lovely lady?
Yes, I seem to be a regular lately. I'm calling for a dear friend, Michelle, who lives in Palm Springs, and she doesn't I don't know if she has good reception down there, but she asked me to call for her.
Okay.
Because I've told her a lot about your radio show, and she has an ulcer, and it's a bad ulcer, and she has experienced a very bad gas for a couple of years where her stomach is so bloated, it's not any loose fat, it's just a hard tummy. And the doctors haven't been able to figure out what it was, and she was wondering if an ulcer would affect her bowels, creating gas.
Yeah, but it depends on where the ulcer is. There are gastric ulcers and duodenal ulcers, which are actually down in the bowel.
She said it was a gastric ulcer, I think.
Okay.
Gastric ulcers.
Yeah, well, gastric ulcerations are actually up in the stomach. And they can cause the stomach to distend, depending on how bad the ulcer is and is it inflamed. Does she have any bleeding from her ulcers? Is her hemoglobin?
I've not heard her say that, but she complains about it daily.
Hmm.
All right. Well, unfortunately, as the guy on the radio who has no access to her or her studies,
I'm
really pretty limited. Most gastric and duodenal ulcers are triggered by something called Helicobacter pylori, which is a bacterial infection that actually irritates the stomach and inhibits its ability to heal and repair and allows ulcerations to take place. And of course,
and you said it was what kind of an infection?
It's called Helicobacter pylori.
And what's it caused? What kind of a...
It's a bacterium.
Bacteria. Okay, thank you.
And so usually There are several tests we can do for that. There's actually a Helicobacter breath test that some doctors do. You can also do blood tests to see if you've got antibody to the bacterium. And if you have such a bacteria in your system, well, then the idea is to treat it. And there are several antibacterial regimens that are quite effective against H. pylori. So, you know, she needs to see her doctor, have the physician evaluate her for Helicobacter pylori. And if she's positive, then she needs to be treated. And that will actually help most ulcers to get better and even heal.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
The problem is people that carry H. pylori often get infected several times. So you may have the bacterium. We may treat it. You will be turned negative. Your symptoms get better. And then who knows, 6 months or a year, it can always come back, in which case, at least this way, you know you're susceptible and you pop right into the doctor in a hurry and get a new prescription.
Okay. Now, the other question I have then, being that she lives in Palm Springs, she says she doesn't get reception down there. Do you know if you broadcast in the California Palm Springs area?
We don't broadcast, but we stream.
Mm-hmm. Everyone around the world can hear us. Yeah. Yes.
If you go to KVI, which is the station we're on right now.
Right.
Go to www.kviradio.com. And there will be
a listen live button to push.
Yes, and it'll play through your thing. But there's
You can download the KVI app and you can actually listen on your phone.
That's where I was going. You can play it directly on your computer, but you can put your app on the phone and then click on Saturday mornings and you'll hear us.
We're
there every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will tell her that then.
Yes.
And I'll let you know if we make any progress.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir.
I love the technology now. You know, when you're just in your area, you can be heard all over the world at the different time zones. And
that's how we get occasional calls from Texas and Florida and, you know, Minnesota or wherever.
Idaho.
Is that people are listening on the app.
Yeah. They take us with you. And we love it when you do. And, of course, we have information on our website for that as well on our radio podcast page at lmclinic.com. All right. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and at least get this phone call and we'll get the question. We may take the break and then come back and answer it. It's in Seattle. We have Wendy waiting online. Hi there, Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Hi. I'm calling about my husband's Lifeline screening result.
Okay.
It said normal on them, except for an incidental finding under the atrial fibrillation category that said possible ST segment changes or Q waves.
Okay. Well, a Q wave would indicate the possibility of a remote heart attack, an old injury. You know, and it's fascinating, a significant number of people, if you do EKGs on everybody just randomly, you'll find a fair number of midlife and older people that have actually had a heart attack and don't know it.
Wow.
It's not that they're having a heart attack now. It's they've already had it and recovered from it. And they may have been essentially symptom-free. They may have had a day or two. They were just fatigued and tired and just didn't feel real good. And then it perked up and cleared. And it can turn out that they've got a remote injury.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, there are some things that you can pick up incidentally and the reason they're incidental, they're not what you were looking for, but you found them anyway.
Yes.
So that indicates something in the past, it's
the possibility of something in the past. Yeah, it's not diagnostic per se, but it's the sort of thing that if I had it on my EKG, I'd want to go talk to my favorite cardiologist and let him do a little more of a workup and say, hey, what's going on here?
Ah, okay. And the ST segment changes?
Well, again, ST segment is the segment between the P and the QRS complex. And again, a ST segment depression often indicates that the heart parts of the heart are short of blood. And an ST segment elevation can also be an old injury. ST prolongation, the longer period between the P wave and the QRS complex, can indicate you've got some difficulties with the atrioventricular nodes, the little nodes that control your rhythm in the heart. So once more, you've got ST segment abnormalities and a Q. I'd say, why not go get a cardiologist to take a look and see what's going on?
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. You know, these changes are not diagnostic. They don't say that he has a particular disease, but they're abnormalities. And the heart is one of those things that you'd like to intervene early. You don't want to wait till you've got a big problem.
Okay, super. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, thanks, Wendy. Tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine. Of course, it's Memorial Day weekend. We just want to wish you all the best this weekend. We've actually recorded the show in advance. We hope you're enjoying it, and we'll be back live with you next week. Let's talk about what longevity has been up to. And we're still doing that free health analysis appointment, which
we
is so
indeed
important. You've been doing that since the beginning, 25 years.
Yep.
Plus
25 plus years.
Plus
we started
years.
In 1998.
Wow.
So yeah, that's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I am a little perplexed by the number of people that are willing to accept getting slower, weaker, fatter. Their brain starts to go. Their memory starts to go. They're trying to figure out, why did I come in this room, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They look in the mirror. They see the sags and the spreading waistline. And they don't come let us help them.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense to me. We were designed as a species, because biology doesn't know anything about religion or ethics or philosophy or culture. Biology just is what it is. And we are designed to have our most intense, demanding desire for sex when we're teenagers.
Hmm.
And the result of that is, if we do what nature designed for us, is we start having our babies in our teens. Now, in our complex society, that's not a good idea. I don't want my daughter to have a baby at 16, for goodness sakes, because that puts her at a real competitive disadvantage for the rest of her life, trying to take care of a child and the workplace and her education. So I'm not advocating teen pregnancies.
No, do not hear that.
I'm talking about what the biology is.
That's how we were made.
We were made to have that desire as early as possible. And the system is, we were designed to have those kids early. We stay strong and durable long enough to protect our young until they can have babies. Once your babies can have their own babies, you're superfluous. From a biological standpoint, you've done your job. What you're supposed to do now is get slow, fat, weak, die, get out of the way.
Go next.
Quit consuming resources for the next generation. And that's the way it worked for most of human history. We don't do that now because we don't like that plan, and we do a much better job of protecting ourselves against Mother Nature. So we are now living into our late 70s, although that's going downhill in America right now.
Yeah.
We've lost 2 years over the last few years, and much of that is drug addiction and suicide, unfortunately. It's not.
Yeah.
COVID took some, but COVID mostly took people that were close to dying anyway.
Already had underlying
issues.
Yeah,
well, and they were old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were the average person, COVID death shortened their life by about 6 months.
Wow.
Statistically.
Okay.
I mean, there's obviously some that shortened it 5 years, But for others, it was 2 days. Okay, so COVID lowered it a titch. But the big drivers for our drop is young deaths, people in between 5 and 18. And that's mostly drug deaths and gang shootings and violence and accidents, that sort of thing.
Wow.
So the average American lifespan is dropping, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. We used to lead the world. We are now behind much of the world.
Wow. Who's at the top?
Scandinavian countries.
Scandinavian countries.
Yeah. They are thinner. See, we're the fattest country in the world. And fat is a terribly destructive tissue. It raises your risk of dementia, heart attacks, strokes, osteoporosis, depression, and suicide. Fat people kill themselves more often because they're depressed. And the fat is actually producing inflammatory cytokines that alter brain function and help make you depressed.
Wow.
You're not depressed for social reasons. You're not depressed because you got fat shamed. It's the fat itself that is triggering much of your depression.
Wow.
Okay. So the natural course of events is you have your babies young, you stay strong and durable long enough to have them, then you hit your 30s and you start sliding downhill. And by your 40s, 50s, and 60s, you're going downhill at an ever-accelerating rate. And the problem with that, of course, is it's not necessary anymore.
Right.
We now have the technology so that instead of getting slower, fatter, weaker, dumber, and sexless, you can be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and sexier. And that's what Longevity Medical Clinic does. We reverse that, quote, natural process. We don't want you to get slow, weak, fat, dumb, and sexless. That's no fun for anybody.
No.
Okay? So you should come in. Let us evaluate you. We'll do a couple of free tests. We'll give you a pretty good idea of where you're headed. If you are at high risk for problems in the near future, we'll give you a bigger test. That one you'll pay for. Mm-hmm. You'll spend an hour with our doctors. They'll look at where you're going and tell you what it's going to take to get you there. Then if you decide that you do not want nature to take its course, you want to basically say, hell with you, nature, I'm going to do it my way.
I'm going to do it my way. I want to get healthy.
I want to do it like Dr. Mixon.
Yes.
You know, then become a patient and let us help you. And let your next years be dramatically better than this year.
Yes.
That's what we're after.
You know, I've noticed that when our longevity patients call into the show, they're the happiest. Mm-hmm. They're the ones, the first ones to say, you know, I've been a patient for 20 years. I've been a patient for 10, or I just started with you and I feel better than I ever have.
Yes.
And those are their words. Yep. And we love it when you call in. Feel free to do that any time, by the way.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
My goal for every patient is to have them feel a full, joyous, happy, robust life. You should make the most of every day in your life. And
Absolutely.
That's what longevity is all for.
Absolutely. There are a lot of things we can't control in this world, but we can do some things about this.
We can change the trajectory of our aging, though.
Yes, yes. Which is why Longevity continues to offer that free health analysis appointment. We invite you to make that phone call today, as a matter of fact. There's somebody there that can take that call, talk with you, and get you on the schedule as soon as possible. Here's that number to call, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go to our website, which is lmclinic.com. That's where you go to our website. Lots of information there, all the things that we do, all the things that we offer, too. You can even see some videos, find out about your health and what's going on with your body. There are three clinics you can choose from: Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. All right. That number again, 866-86-YOUNG. Also, our website, which is lmclinic.com. Those are the numbers and the websites you need to know. And we are looking forward to meeting you right here in one of our offices.